Right now, last couple of days, we have all been saying goodbye to a legend.
Yeah, and I've watched a lot of interviews and listened to a lot of music. I think the three of us, very respectful of the great Kris Kristofferson, who just passed at the age of 88. His impact is pretty amazing in so many different fields, from music to entertainment, pop culture. He could do so many things, from being a poet, a writer, a Rhodes Scholar, an athlete. He served in the military. He could fly a helicopter. And I've learned a few things this week, including going back and watching this CBS interview that he did 20 years ago on CBS Sunday Morning. And we heard about his military career. Apparently, he left the military at the age of 29 and was set to go and be an instructor. And I don't know if he was teaching English or what it was, but he was going to West Point. That's where he was headed. And to be a professor.
Wow.
But he took a trip to Nashville, and this is him on CBS News 20 years ago telling that story.
I spent a couple of weeks in Nashville just hanging out with songwriters and fell in love with it.
Your mom disapproved.
my mother was pretty embarrassed about me going in that direction. She said nobody over the age of 14 listens to that kind of music, and if they did, it wouldn't be anybody we want to know.
He's a lover, and he'll love her in ways that she never has been loved before.
But Mother didn't know best. Kris got a job in a Nashville recording studio, working his way from the ground up.
It was called Studio Setup Man, but it was a janitor. I emptied the ashtrays and supplied the tapes and stuff for the, cleaned up the studio.
It's the people whose ashtrays you were emptying that's pretty remarkable.
Well, yes, it was. People like
Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash. Cash, who went out of his way to talk music with the young janitor, became Kristofferson's lifelong idol.
It showed me the measure of the man. He was everything that I'd hoped he would be.
Desperate to have Johnny Cash record one of his songs, Kristofferson showed up on Cash's lawn. It's a story Cash loved to tell and did with wife June Carter at his side on the 1970s television program, The Johnny Cash Show.
One day he landed in my backyard with a helicopter and brought me another song that I recorded.
That's an attention-grabbing move.
It was definitely, I was trying to attract his attention.
And it worked. Cash's recording of Sunday Morning Coming Down won the Country Music Association's Song of the Year.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no weight up on my head. That didn't hurt.
As I said the other day, it sounds like the fakest story ever, but
yeah.
there is the account of it, and I'd heard that he was basically a janitor, and in addition to cleaning up and befriending people like Johnny Cash. There's also a story out this week that when Dylan was there recording, that for his drummer, he held bongos and was in on that recording session, but he got to meet all these people. But I thought that was so interesting. What if he hadn't gone to Nashville? What if he had gone to the U.S. Military Academy and taught English? Would we have been robbed of Kristofferson songs?
Yes.
Or would something else have maybe triggered him in New York and he would have found his way back?
Yeah, it's like the great TV show Lost. Maybe we can't change our destinies.
Yes.
You just repeat.
I'm still talking.
But I think that's really interesting. What if he didn't go to Nashville for a couple of weeks and get that bug of, no, this is what I want to do. Anyway, I hadn't heard that before, that was what kept. I didn't know he was about to go to the academy and become a teacher.
Yeah, maybe he wouldn't have found his way into music, but maybe he would have influenced a lot of people in a different way as a teacher at the academy.
Yeah, maybe so. But his influence was huge. And there is something about when a singer passes. I've talked to a lot of really sad people this week and, you know, seeing a lot of really sad people. Not that he was at this popularity level, but I remember when we were in high school, John Lennon Of course, it was different because he was murdered, mm-hmm. but there were kids crying at school. The same thing for Elvis. Heck, a few years ago, did a segment on after John Prine passed. You know, I had a hard time getting through a segment. There's something different when the songwriter, I think, passes. It hits us a little differently. So I talked to some people this week who idolized Chris, who met him, who actually played some gigs with him. You've heard these voices before, starting with the Ticket's own Pat Green, who tells a really interesting story about the first time he met Christofferson and also when he got to play with him. And they had a really profound experience at Waylon Jennings' funeral. You'll also hear from Ace Creighton, who is with the Thieving Birds. Really thoughtful writer, and you can tell he was certainly influenced in some way by Christofferson. And the great Wade Bowen, too, who talks about the fact that when he's playing a solo show or when he and Randy Rogers are doing their Hold My Beer and Watch This tour, that he always plays a Chris song, starting with Pat and when he first met Christofferson.
The first time I met him, when I was 22 years old, at Green Hall, me and somebody had drove down from Texas Tech to see him perform, and we just kind of, we were the super fans that hung out at the bus waiting. And yeah, he came out and signed my guitar, and we took pictures, and you know, he was super nice, and you know, he didn't have to do that kind of thing. But 10 years later, fast forward, my music career had gone where it was, and me and Corey Morrow had put out a record called Songs We Wish We'd Written, and the first song on there was Don't Think Hank Done It This Away by Waylon Jennings. And then when Waylon died in February of 2002, they asked us amongst everybody in the world, and we got to play with the Wailers, Waylon and the Wailers, right, his band. And we were the first guys on, and we did Don't Think Hank. And I was walking off the stage at the Ryman, in Nashville, and I could see Chris in the wings, and I was walking off right past him, and he was visibly kind of emotional. And at that point, you just kind of leave him alone, right? Yeah. And Christofferson put his arm around, as I walked past him, put his arm around my chest and pulled me back into him. My back was to his chest, and he started talking in my ear with that insanely Christofferson voice. I was just like, I bristled. I didn't know what to do. And then I turned around and I hugged him, and then that moment was over. But it was an emotional night for everyone that was there who loved Waylon. You know, what I would say about Chris is that he's one of the one-name guys, right? It's Christofferson, Willie Waylon, Sting, Bruce. You know, he's one of the guys that you just say his name and they're like, oh, the whole world knows exactly what you're talking about. So in the world of superstars, he's in that pantheon. And I don't know, I got a few more shows with him, got to play with him at Coachella, which was great. It was me and then Chris and then Fogerty. And, you know, I'm walking off stage, he's walking up, and he's like, yeah, you did great, Tiger, in that voice that I can't, nobody can do his voice.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
It was a terrible rendition. But, you know, it was just always that positive, affable, I don't know, just he was a human being, and that's how he wrote. He wrote the human story, is what I would say. Tremendous loss, but tremendous gain. He was a tremendous loss that he's gone, but what he put in was indelible, for sure.
You know, it's interesting when someone who's really famous passes, for some reason, and maybe this is just my own perception, the musician seems to hit the general public harder. Why do you think that is?
I think that music is the tie that binds. It's, I mean, movies, everybody connects to movies, sports, blah, blah, blah. But music is the thing that when everybody's in a great mood or in a bad mood or in any mood, they can always relate to a song or two that relates to that mood. And so that's why when you put it into the pool of emotions, music is the thing that's the water.
That's the great Pat Green, friend of the Ticket. Another friend of the show and the Ticket, who have really gotten to know well here in the last couple of years, one of my favorite dudes, Ace Creighton, lead singer of Thieving Birds. They've played Jub Jam a couple of times. Incredible, thoughtful singer-songwriter. And he talks about what impressed him most about Chris Christofferson.
I think my favorite thing about Chris Christofferson is, for a guy that had so many accomplishments, that had, you know, just a life to draw from of stories to tell, he was always talking about other people. He was always promoting other writers. He was always promoting other musicians. He made it a point that people knew their names. You know, he knew people knew his name, and he wasn't worried about that. I remember listening to Sunday Morning Coming Down as a kid on my dad's record player. And even though I couldn't, you know, connect to a lot of the dots, I didn't know what a lot of it meant. I could tell, you know, this is somebody who means business. He's singing with honesty. And that's, you know, in a time when it was a lot of glitz, a lot of polish, and that wasn't Chris. He was just real. And he continued to be that way throughout the trap of weird 80s production. He didn't get sucked in. He just made, you know, his records. So that was always cool. I always respected him for that.
That's Ace Creighton of the Thieving Birds. Wade Bowen is one of my songwriting heroes. He's played Jub Jam as well. We've had him on the show several times. And to this day, from the start of his career until now, he will still cover a Christofferson song.
Chris was, I mean, what you would, I think everyone considers, every songwriter considers the ultimate poet for songwriters. I mean, he was an actor. He was a songwriter. He's an artist. I mean, he did it all. But he always did things his way is what I admired most about him. He just kind of looked past whatever was popular or whatever mattered, and he just did things his own way. I always did help me make it through the night. I've probably been playing that my entire career, so I'd probably have to put that one down as my favorite Christofferson song, but it's really hard to choose what my favorite one is. He has so many. Obviously, Sunday Morning Coming Down is unreal. Silver Tongue Devil is pretty amazing, and so many of them. But what a loss. I know he's been struggling for a while, but what a loss, man. Incredible human and incredible songwriter, and just the way he performed and sang his songs was one of a kind, and there'll definitely never be another Chris Christofferson for sure.
Here's Wade's version, live version here of Help Me Make It Through the Night. Listen to this for a sec.
Take the ribbon from your hair, shake it loose, let it fall. Lay it soft against your skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night.
Little taste of how Wade does it. It's a great version of it, and I've listened to a lot of Christofferson this week, and I wish I would have paid more attention when he was around. I've always, you know, respected him, heard the stories. I'm going to order that first album, had a lot of the hits on it, like this one and Sunday Morning Coming Down that other people had hits with. What an impact, what a life. And I love it that Wade still does this song and that so many others still do Christofferson songs. And that's the one cool thing about it is when we do lose legends like this, their songs do go on forever.
Yep. He was a definite legend.
Yeah.